Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth, and I hack travel. Welcome back to a new episode that is part two of The Hack, where producer Chris and I are continuing our cycling odyssey across London. The hack is this: can we get from West to East London quicker than the boat on our bikes? If you've not heard part one, go there. On we go. We are somewhere in East London and we still have saddles up our backsides.
Okay, go. Awesome. Look at this pub named after Craig David, the Artful Dodger. Chris, where do we go?
We're going straight on, but there's another red light. Rich, I would say, given that the road is close to our left, it's safe to keep going.
Okay, I'm
going
to go.
This is a red light I approve of us going through because there's no actual road either side.
All right.
Do you want to know how long we've been riding for?
Yes.
16 and a half minutes. And we are officially now in East London.
Okay.
I would say, Rich, we are... Hang on.
Good. I'm happy about that.
I'm not saying I'm super optimistic. That's the Docklands Light Railway.
Yeah. Didn't factor that in. That's another thing that we could have looked at timings.
Well, the DLR?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've not got on one of those, have we?
Love the DLR.
Here's a proposed hack. How many different modes of transport can we do in an hour?
What?
Like, in an hour? I mean, it's not an actual hack. It's just more a challenge.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to see how many different types of service we could use.
In 1 hour?
Yeah.
Very good.
Like, can you do DLR and a tram and a tube and a cycle hire and a regular train and a bus?
And a boat.
And a boat. You can't do them in an hour.
And a cable car. We've never talked about the cable car, the Emirates.
Oh, yes. Have you done that before?
Yes. Cable car from XL over to O2.
I've done it. I mean, it's largely pointless, isn't it? Fun, but pointless.
It's not pointless if you want to go from XL to O2.
Okay. How often do you want to do that?
Very rarely. Just passing Shadwell Overground Station. We continue on our way through East London. Even though this is a super highway, all painted blue, it's a lot thinner than it was earlier. So maybe it's just a bit busier. And the people of East London like to cycle more.
Is the colour of the road quite important to you?
I like the fact that it's painted blue.
Yeah.
Very obvious to people that there are cyclists about. 5 kilometres. Average pace, 15.9 kilometres per hour.
Yeah, all those traffic lights did us a bit, didn't they?
Yeah. Beats per minute, very steady, 138. I think that is a vaccine queue.
It was all young people, wasn't it? Why do you get a queue of young people outside of Docklands on a Saturday morning? It's either that or some naughty action last night.
Yeah. Does the marathon go down here?
The marathon, no, it goes actually on a parallel road to here. It goes down the highway, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Which runs parallel to here, but obviously is a much busier road, which I didn't want to take you.
No.
Now, look, how close is Canary Wharf now?
Do you know what? I've literally just clocked it again, and it feels really close now. It's no longer a hazy obelisk on the horizon. It's do we cross the road here?
We are crossing the road here, Rich. Do look right before you cross.
Whoa. Okay, over we go. Yeah, Canary Wharf is in sight.
See that signpost up on the left? I was one on the right as well. What does it say?
It says Canary Wharf 10 minutes.
Okay, and we've been going for 21 minutes, Rich. 22 minutes.
That's good.
So this means...
we'll definitely beat the boat.
Well, we think we will beat the boat.
No, we've been going for 21.
But we can't predict the future perfectly, can we?
No, we can't. But it would be a travesty if we don't.
It would be upsetting.
This is really exciting now.
Yeah, we are. We're doing well.
Yeah. Why are we not going?
Because it's a red light, mate. It's like a big, busy road, this.
No, look, has anyone pressed the button? Here we go. Whing!
There you go. I'll go behind you.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have much choice here. I think you've
got it. Not really.
Right, can you see where the cycle path continues?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, follow those guys. There you go.
Oh, this is a leafy cycle path going through some little park here. Oh, I've got a spring in my pedal. Twat.
How would you describe what happened there, Rich?
Some Herbert went by doing a wheelie. Probably on weeds.
Right, Rich, now talk us through this.
Right, we are going over a bridge that is going over a canal. No, it's not going over a canal, it's going over a road.
Okay, keep your eyes on the route.
Okay, round to the left.
So we are now in Limehouse, Rich.
Oh, I like Limehouse.
So just to the left, you might have just missed it, we saw a couple of yachts.
My sister-in-law used to live in Limehouse. Used to have a boat in the basin, it's beautiful. Love Limehouse.
We just went through a cable street, Richie. Do you know about the history of cable streets?
Yeah. It's where the cable was invented.
Oh, really?
it is the home of Liberal Democrat's grandee, Vince Cable.
I'm going to say, yeah, why not? Let's say he's shacked up there now.
Marathon definitely goes through here. I remember running over it.
Right. Rich, see this? Look who owns this pub opposite us here.
The Narrow. Gordon Ramsay.
And here we go, that's the Thames to our right.
Thames to our right.
And
Limehouse Basin to our left.
There you go.
And the marathon definitely goes across here. Look at this! We're just passing Rubicon estate agents. Hang on! That's amazing.
All their houses are covered in some weird kind of fungal mould.
Yeah, the busy eczema. Chris, that's the sign we're going to do this. Canary Wharf's right ahead of us.
Yes.
You couldn't miss it.
So we're on a shared superhighway now, so the cars can also be on here.
Good.
As you can see, but it's quite clearly labelled. Oh, see that pub there?
The Grapes. We did a show from there, didn't we?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Why would you have done a show from
there? Who owns the Grapes?
Well, okay, a celebrity owns the Grapes.
Steve Francis.
No.
Ooh, I could crush a grape.
Someone really famous owns the Grapes.
Well, there's no clue in the title, is there?
No.
Jamie Oliver.
More famous.
Prince Edward.
Less famous, but less weird.
Who would own a pub?
An actor.
Lawrence Fox.
No! I'll give you a clue.
Yeah?
At closing time, he might yell, "You shall not pass!" This was a solid impression. I'm very disappointed.
I'm just forgetting his name. Hold on. Oh, what's his name?
Every single listener now is shouting the name at you.
Yeah, no, I know.
From their iPod.
Goodness arrived.
No, he's not Brian Blessed.
Oh, who then?
Sir Ian McKellen.
Oh!
Right turn, Rich.
Whoa, stuck my hand out.
There we go, that's it, well done. And look, can you see where the highway is just to your left there?
Yes.
There you go.
You've got to keep your wits about you here.
Up you go, whack the button to cross the road.
Whoa, brakes are a bit loose.
There we go. So we're basically at Canary Wharf now.
Do you want to do a super highway
it directly all the way there? I mean, yes. Basically, we can follow the road, but I think we can nibble through, probably a tiny bit slower, but
yeah.
Safer.
Yeah.
26:55, Rich.
Oh, yellow!
Go. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Friends, I'm sure as we whiz through town, you are not far away from thinking about our shitty recording setup. It's very obvious from every word we utter. Why not take a moment about thinking to support us on Patreon? Go on, do it now.
We just pulled up to just check the recorder's going okay. Richie, tell me what just happened.
I think he just threw up.
Really, really violently.
Really violently. Let's check it now. No, there's more sick. Fucking hell, what's going on here? What's going on here, Chris?
I think we might have just got unlucky.
Chris, the sick lady's coming.
I know. So, here's the problem, Rich.
Yeah?
If we want to actually go to Canary Wharf the proper way, we'll all go back on ourselves.
Turn back then. Yeah. We need to get to Canary Wharf, come on.
It won't take us this way.
What, go?
What, you go? Okay, I'll go.
I don't know where I'm going.
Go straight on, straight on. Straight on, don't go back the way we came.
Oh fuck, it's the sick lady again.
Thanks. So Rich, I made a mistake. We have to do the last few hundred metres on the road, so we've just lost a couple of minutes going the wrong way.
Trick. As ever, it is you holding me back.
Did you?
It's
okay.
Taken three
Tell
seasons.
Me about the route you plotted.
I didn't plot a route.
So what am I? Okay, come on.
Okay. Chris, you are literally now my beacon. I don't know where I'm going.
Well, come
I'm following everything
here,
you do.
And just stop next to me, next to the lights. Now, do you want the exciting news?
Hey?
Do you want the exciting news?
Yeah.
We're going up that up ramp.
Oh, shit.
We're going up it.
Yeah.
And then we are basically in the Canary Wharf area.
Okay.
And we've got to go straight to, and what is it, two Canada
it's
geese?
Yellow.
Go.
Whoa!
So is it, what is it, two Canada geese or something it's called?
One Canada goose.
There we go. Up the slip ramp, Rich. Rich, see this?
Yeah.
We're 29:57. 30 minutes on. We're going to beat the boat if we can get there in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You just got to get up this slip ramp. How does it feel?
Hard on me buttocks. Oh, fucking hell, Trotsky. There's a sign that says bike repairs. Where am I going, Chris?
You're going to go left. You can take that cycle path which you've just cycled past. Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay, keep going.
Do we stop at security?
Or that white van. Or we should have taken the cycle path because now we've got... Now the road's closed. There we go. It's okay, the barrier's up.
Okay.
Morning.
Hiya.
Thank you. There we go. Sweet talk in case I'm going to close the barrier again.
I can see Canary Wharf.
Home straight, mate. Straight ahead of us. Last time we were here, mate, we were on foot sprinting, if you remember correctly.
I do remember.
Straight off the boat. Half cut.
There's a bus behind us.
Yep. Ignore the bus.
There we go.
We're following the road around to the left. We're in Cabot Square. Look out for that van pulling in on your left.
Yeah.
Keep going round. Here we go, Rich. Talk us home. Bring us home.
Canary Wharf is right ahead of us. We're literally 100 metres from the end destination. I've no idea what the time is. The moment we get underneath, literally underneath Canary Wharf, I'm going to pull up here on the left, stop the clock, pulling up, signalling to pull up.
Stop the clock?
Stop the clock.
Rich, I have an official time.
I've got an official time. Yours is probably more official than mine.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
32 minutes, 6 seconds.
I've got 30 and 23.
What, 30 what and 23?
30 minutes and 23 seconds.
Well, it's 32 minutes and 6 seconds.
We had to beat 37 minutes to beat the...
Rich, don't focus on that. You've actually done a successful hack. I don't know where you tried to cheat and shave 2 minutes off.
The boat takes 37 minutes from Embankment to Canary Wharf. We've just done it in 32 minutes.
6 seconds.
6 seconds. It's 2021. Let's use the language of 2021. Christopher, we've just cancelled the River Thames.
Oh my God. Right, let's fill it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn it into a water park.
No, no, no. The Crossroads is going to be a water park. River Thames can be half pipe.
Right. Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
But what does this mean now for the cycling routes in London?
I'll tell you what I need to do. I need to dock this bike so that it's not still clocking out time.
Yep.
Sit down on my arse.
Yep.
And reflect on what this means.
Let's do it.
Whoa. I have been locking cycling for season after season after season, and I love that.
It was great.
That was really, really, really good fun. Okay, so, headlines. As you've heard already, we just did that in a faster time than the Thames Clipper.
Yep.
So
that's a big boat.
That's a big
with
boat.
With a big engine.
It's a fast boat, and we had to stop at traffic lights. Admittedly, the Clipper has to stop and let people on and off and all that kind of stuff, but we beat it by a timetable of 5 minutes. Which is really quite exciting. So, this season of Travel Hacker that we're in, we're trying to do everything quicker than what we've done before. M25 to discuss. But, not really, no. But we've beaten our previous hack on the Thames Clipper. Regarding the overall point of filling in Crossrail, Crossrail, when it runs, is going to do Paddington to Canary Wharf in 17 minutes.
17 minutes.
17.
Does that include from the top of the platform to being fully out of the station?
No, it doesn't.
So immediately, I think you've got to add several minutes on either side.
Yep.
How many calories did your Apple Watch tell you burnt in this experience?
I'm going to look at that right now. Sorry, listener. Outdoor cycle, 8.1 kilometres, active calories 165, total calories 210.
So you burn off 165 extra calories then than you would have burned.
Yeah.
And I think that is a two-fingered Kit Kat.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want a two-fingered Kit Kat?
Never with me. Average speed 16 kilometres.
Yeah.
What's that?
That is a gentle commute speed.
I would not want to arrive at the office like this. I'm a sweaty mess.
True, but I think what you've got to bear in mind, Rich, we would have been, I reckon, an average speed of about 20k if it wasn't for the traffic lights, which you seemed hell-bent on breaking through in a personality trait that I never knew you had.
No, you know that I've got this in me. I love a competition.
I mean, should we cancel this hack? Because actually you broke the speed, like you broke the rules.
I went through one light, but I only went through it because every other cyclist around was going through and I was the only person to stop.
Okay.
So, I am Richie Firth. I do hack travel. That was a success. Rivers are finished.
Well, to all the naysayers and all those who doubt and all those who moan, chalk that one up. It's a win. It's a hack. We are recording a special show to reflect on this, and we want your contributions. We want your adoration. We want your congratulation. We want your thoughts about cycling, about Crossrail, about jumping lights. I don't think we did that. Get in touch right now. You can email us travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet me @RichieFirth. You can tweet him @ProducerChris. Go on, become a Patreon while you're at it, and we'll see you next week for another Travel Hacker Moratorium.
Hold up. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.